It's the odd to Newfoundland. Ghostly greetings from your host, Jonathan.
31 days of Halloween.
What would you do if the devil himself came by for a visit? A giant horned flying creature emitting a fearsome cry, mysterious hoof prints in the snow running for miles, even over rooftops and walls, terrifying black hounds that vanish into thin air. Some have interpreted these phenomena as signs of earthly visitations by the devil himself. It was 2 a.m. on the snowy night of Sunday, January 17, 1909. E.W. Minister, postmaster of Bristol, Pennsylvania, just over the border from New Jersey, could not sleep. He got up and, as he did so, heard what he told reporters the next day was an eerie, almost supernatural sound. He looked out over the Delaware River, saw flying diagonally across it a monstrous creature emitting a glow like a firefly. Its head resembled that of a ram with curled horns, and its long, thin neck was thrust forward in flight. It had long, thin wings and short legs. It uttered its mournful and awful call, a combination of a squawk and a whistle. Looking down from a bedroom window on the Delaware Division Canal, he was astonished to see on its bank a large creature that looked something like an eagle and hopped along the low path. A third observer was a patrolman by the name of James Sackville, who, as the creature hopped and flew away from him, fired his revolver at it several times but missed. What was left behind? Well, the next day, residents of the area discovered hoof prints in the snow in their yards. Some days earlier, a similar creature had been spotted in Trenton, New Jersey, where it left hoof marks on roofs as well. During the following week, it was sighted in Woodbury, Swidsboro, and many other New Jersey towns. Hoof prints everywhere, crisscrossing an area of some 48 square miles. These bizarre goings-on of what has to come to be called the Jersey Devil constitute the most concentrated reports of sightings on record. The devil was first allegedly seen by American Indians centuries ago, and since 1909 has been sighted at numerous occasions. Now, there's various explanations for the sightings in 1909, and they have been proposed. One is that the New Jersey Devil was simply a sandhill crane, an extremely large bird with a strident call, formerly a native of New Jersey. Another rather remarkable theory is that the creature was a surviving pterodon, a relative of this prehistoric pterodactyl. Another explanation is that the rash of sightings was caused by nothing more than mass hysteria, yet no convincing explanation for the bizarre appearance or the hoof prints has ever been really forwarded. Now, the real weird thing is that these tracks are over rooftops as well. Mysterious hoof prints in the snow also appeared in the county of Devon, England, on the night of February 8th, 1855. The townspeople of Topsham, Lipstone, Exmouth, Tellingmouth, and Dalwich discovered, and I quote, a vast number of foot tracks of a most strange and mysterious description across the snow. The tracks resembled those of a colt's hoof and were unvarying 8 inches apart. They ran more than 100 miles in a straight line over rooftops, walls, gardens, county wards, country yards, and fields. Moreover, the mystery tracks were not halted by the estuary of the River X, but continued in the same fashion on the farther side. Such questionable, if intriguing, evidence did not prevent the eminent paleontologist Sir Richard Owen from theorizing that the prints were those of a badger. The Reverend G.M. Musgrave, vicar of Wycombe Valley, on the other hand, declared the tracks to be those of a kangaroo. Better this, he said, then the dangerous, degrading, and false impression that it was the devil. But it gets better. It gets better. Mysterious hoof prints in the snow are also seen each year traversing a small hill in the region of Galica near Polish-Ukrainian border. Such bizarre footprints are interpreted by the local people to be a supernatural legend and origin. Supernatural black dogs feature strongly in European folklore, in which they're sometimes called the hounds of hell, manifestations of the devil. These dogs are commonly described by those who claim to have seen them as large and terrifying, with blazing eyes and sometimes a luminous outline. A man in Somerset, England, was supposedly encountered by one in 1907, spoke of its great fiery eyes as big as saucers. Well, is it possible? Is it possible? And there's a lot more going on with the devil himself. Did you know there's actually an unholy number plate? Harry Moore, an Australian priest, chose 666 as the license number of his automobile he drove around Norfolk Island in the South Pacific in the late 80s. This was apparently an attempt to rid the number of its satanic association. The idea he had, of course, Mr. Moore, was that if we have 666 written on everything, the devil will lose the power in that number. According to the Bible, 666 is the number of the ten-horned, seven-headed beast that uttered haughty and blasphemous words against God. The English black magician Aleister Crowley, who called himself the Great Beast, adopted the number as his mark. Such satanic association exists even today and has been acknowledged by the governmental organization. In 1991, the Driver and Vehicle Licensing Agency in Britain announced that 666 was not to be used on any future vehicle registration. So there you go, guys. Signs of the beast. We got footprints in the snow. We've got his number. And apparently people have seen this guy. You know what I think? Not really buying that he was ever on Earth. But I'm going to say this to you. There really is a devil, and he's out there, and he's going to make you try to do stuff. Do yourself a favor. Do yourself a favor. Don't listen. Just go about your day. He loses all power. Anyway, guys, hope you're really, really, really enjoying 31 Days of Halloween. And I'll see you tomorrow.